Rich Duffy, thanks for joining us on Morelands Radio. We've had the draw for the quarterfinals of the Isuzu FA Vars, and it's your league rivals, Bury AFC, a term. First of all, what's your thoughts on the draw?
Oh, whether we drew, we knew it was going to be a tough draw, and you know, the one positive out of it is we're at home, so you know, we're looking forward to it, and let the best team win.
And being at home is great for the football club, because we saw it on Saturday. Your fans are fantastic in travelling. They'd be even better, no doubt, a term, a big quarter-final tie. Bury AFC, we all know the Bury AFC story, and they'll come in good numbers. So whatever happens, the club will make some good money out of this game.
Yeah, well, yeah, they'll bring a lot of fans, I would imagine, and hopefully we can do what we did in the FA Cup previously, earlier in the season, you know, and try and fill out the ground to as much as we can. And so it's a fantastic opportunity for the boys to play in front of a big crowd again.
Certainly so. And when you look at the season you guys have had and the season Bury have had, it's really similar. You're both up there challenging at the top of the table. You're both obviously in the quarterfinals of the Vars, and you both had FA Cup runs. So it's really mirrors each other's seasons, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a similar sort of path we've gone on. They've got quite a few games in hand in the league. And obviously, we play them tomorrow night at home. Mm. So, you know, we're looking forward to that. And obviously, with the draw today, probably makes that a little bit more more spicier than it already was anyway. So, you know, we're under no illusions. They're a top team. And, you know, I don't want to say it, but it looks like, you know, they could well end up in the top two of the division come the end of the season.
Do you think today's draw will have a lot of implications on tomorrow's game, how it's played out, or will for yourself and your opposite number Andy Welsh it be business as usual, as if this draw hadn't pitted you two together?
Yeah, I think that's the way you'll go about it, and no doubt, you know, I'll be saying the same thing, that it's got nothing really to obviously, because the draw has been made today and we play them tomorrow, then people will talk about it. But you know, it's business as usual. We need to win. You know, we're desperate for a win in the league to call back some points, really, that we need. They're away from home, so listen, they'll be looking for a win as well. But you know, being away from home, I'm sure that, you know, they might settle for a point. But we're the team that got to go out and win the game, and we'll be looking to do that tomorrow.
Does drawing a team from your own league, does it make it easier to prepare for such a big game, because you know a lot more about them? Say if you drew Newport Pagnell Town, who play a completely different area of the country, or does it make it harder because you can really overfill the lads with information?
Yeah, listen, I think you've hit the nail on the head with both points there. It can help with both sides of that. You've got so much information, and then on the other hand, you know, is it too much you're giving out? So I try and keep mine as brief as I can to the lads of, you know, the basics of formations, set pieces, and wherever how they set up. And you know, we try and look after ourselves and what we do, and hopefully that will be good enough on the day. You know, I did say after the game, I think it might be to yourself or someone else, you know, I'd like to have played someone from another region, just to test yourselves against different opposition. But listen, it is what it is. You've got to play them all to get to the final. So whoever we got, you know, it was going to be a tough game anyway.
What do you make of their start to life as a football club? Because in footballing terms, they're such a young club. They're almost a toddler.
Yeah, obviously they've got a big fan base to start them off, which is great. Brings revenue in, which obviously helps them budget wise as well. So they started off great. Obviously promotion last season. You know, and they'll be disappointed again if they don't probably double up on what they did last year. So, you know, they find themselves in a good position. There's plenty of games to go. You know, they'll be turning into everyone's cup final now, the closer it gets to the end of the season. And you know, it's going to be tough. You know, the chances are they might creep into Saturday, Tuesday, Thursday games, which then will become, you know, super tough, and that will be hard on the squad. But listen, you know, it seems like when you get some success in the lower leagues, you seem to pay for it with the fixture congestion. So it's not a lot you can do about that. It is what it is. There's lots of games being called off. And no doubt there might be a couple more, you know, with weather. So it's going to be a tight schedule to get all the games in.
finally, it'll be a special day tomorrow and when the quarterfinal takes place for everyone involved in the club. But for one Tom Pope, it will be, because he did play for the original club. He must be buzzing to have pulled for that draw to have been pulled out.
Yeah, listen, he's been fantastic, and I know he was really happy on Saturday with the result. And even it doesn't matter what level you play at, when you get so deep into a competition that, our club's never been as far as we've been. So as people kept telling, we've brought records, but can we now go on and even better that now and get to a semi-final? But if we could pull off that, then that would be something. But listen, under no illusions, it's going to be a really tough game, but something that when it comes around, we've got 4 weeks yet, so we've probably got seven or eight games in between that and now. So it's plenty of football to be played, and can we play ourselves into a bit of form where we can really fancy ourselves?